Coach Ryan Wagner, Lakeside High School assistant linebacker coach, recorded on May 16th, 2012.
All right, so we're doing a series of tasks for you to go through.
Okay.
We're going to show you a few of the UIs just so you can kind of understand what's a button, what's a label, and what's a table, what type of stuff, how to interact with it. So taking this UI, for example, right, you have, this is a playbook one, you know, hopefully be using this one. These are all buttons, right, to get into the different formations.
Yep.
Categorized there, but not there, and buttons go back and forth. So basically, those are consistent throughout, those two are consistent throughout. So I'm going to say about that. Do you have the home screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we talk about the task?
Yeah, so I'm going to give them the task for the film. Review.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just imagine that you turn this device on.
Device on. It's got a UI just like so.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So and then that is your task at hand.
Okay. Thumbs up. Let it do this. Coil and you watch your news and plays. Cute. third quarter, assign viewing materials to QBs. Transparent message, okay. In addition, you must identify the display. The information is display outcome. Alright. That sounds familiar. So, would you like me to just go through?
Speak aloud, talk through it.
Alright. So I would assume that I would click on the video button to bring it to the UI.
Yes.
Alright, so if I have this video, let's see, and I'm looking for last week's game. So,
it is. So, yep.
Yeah, the latest game. So I would load up my game. Alright. And so I'm looking for plays in the third quarter. So, I would probably. Probably use the slider bar as a start. No, that's a play, so that doesn't work. Probably use, hopefully scroll this thing. So I can scroll my list of plays, looking for a particular play. And so I'm going to click on a play, which will hopefully load it up and start playing. Let's see. So from this, I would want to select several plays, which I don't see how I would do. However, I'm assuming if I have a play down here at the bottom that doesn't have any information in it, I would click on it somehow and it would allow me to insert data about it.
Okay. So what happens if it didn't? If it was just voice?
Well, I would at least expect it to prompt me to speak to it then. So for example, if I click on this and I say, you know, if I click on this offensive formation column, you know, I would expect it to either, you know, show me a UI that allows me to pick an offensive formation, or it would say, prompt me to say something like, you know,
I'm listening.
Yeah, tell me what formation something.
Okay. So let's say that happened.
Okay,
we don't have that screen. But.
Yeah, so if it pops that up, you say something like, I want, I formation right.
Okay.
Which, again, I would assume would have to be in my playbook already.
Yes. So what happens if you had multiple matches to that? Let's say they didn't quite get it, or you had, you know, a few plays that matched that formation.
So if we're doing only voice, I would expect it to repeat selections back to me, and I could say, you know, choose one or choose two. If there was a UI component, you know, same thing, it'd be a list, and you could pick one. The concern I have there is it would be very difficult to context switch. So say I needed to add a formation that isn't in my playbook. Then you have an issue where I want to put an arbitrary data value in here and maybe map it to my playbook later.
Okay. So a new formation I need to resolve.
Yeah, because that issue happens a lot for us because, like, if I'm watching the defense, the offense is going to have formations that aren't going to be in my playbook because we don't run those plays. Yes. So you're going to have that problem either way. And then you can do the same thing, defensive formation, say I want, you know, 4-3, or whatever special name I give it. The outcome, kind of the same thing. That one's always pretty consistent, except you have some issues around things like fumbles or interceptions or, you know, turnovers, basically. You make UI for those things kind of wonky.
Okay.
So it'd be something like, you know, it was an interception that they returned for 27 yards.
Okay.
So you'd want to find a way to track both of those things, both that it was an interception and that they now have the ball 27 yards from where it started.
Okay, from where the interception started or from the line of scrimmage?
We usually do from the line of scrimmage, but it just depends.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, and so if I was going to complete the scenario here, you know, I would need a way to select several plays, and then I would need a button that would, like, a share button that I could share with my quarterbacks. Now, I'm assuming my quarterbacks are on the roster, so the roster would have to pop up somewhere and say select who you want to share this with. And then you could say share.
Yep.
And then if it's asking for a message, it would say, you know, you could have a button that says, you know, record a message for your players, and you could do that.
Yep.
And it would, you know, I guess it says transcribe, so it would try to speech text that. And so then that way I would have a selection of plays that I've shared with them. Which is something we actually do fairly often by a huddle.
Yep.
Huddle's very nice for that kind of sharing and play setup.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, the next task. Yep. Would be... Do you want to go here or do you
want to go? So it's a simple task.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create a new appointment for a coach's meeting with coach X, Y, and Z.
Okay. So I would expect that I click this plus button over here because this looks like a calendar.
And then you get this pop-up on the
pop up. And so then I would imagine that I would have to, since we're doing text-to-speech here, you either click on it or it would say, ask what the title is, tell it on what coach's meeting, location.
You probably need a more prompt type, visual, right? That says it's in listening mode or something.
Yeah, or some little microphone icon.
Yeah.
And you just click on it. Say, I want the coach's meeting, I want it at the coach's office, click on it and say, I want Coach, you know, Joe, Coach Tom, Coach Barry. And then the start time, that's a tough one to do with voice. So I kind of love to see a little calendar. And then you can hit done. And I'm assuming it would pop up over here and then send an invite off to various people.
So the date one we made for me.
Yeah. Okay. And then that's your third tap.
All right. Let's see. After practice, you need to send the starting lineup for your trips, counter, curl, pass play. You also wish to show this play against different defensive schemes. All right, so.
And assuming that you have played it a later time, like the UR changes.
Okay. Cool. So to do this task of updating my play, I would hit play cards. And go off to
somewhere. Computer's thinking.
It's a very slow process.
It is a very slow process.
We go over here, and I'm looking for the offense, so we're going to have trips. So we click on trips, and it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Just listing all of my trips plays. All right. So here's counter curl, so I'm going to click on that one. All right. This one gives me a roster. Okay. So, let's see. Alright, so I want to set the player, so if I would click on one of these players, what I would expect to see is some sort of pop-up that kind of does two things. It tells me what position I'm editing, so like if I click on a QB, it would tell me, here's a list of your QBs, and then you could, I would ideally drag and drop them into the correct order, and hit save. Kind of the same thing, you can go through each of the positions and do the same thing. And then what I would love to see is if you had that, I would love to see the actual player numbers appear on your play card here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be, you can tell, you know, number 88 is running this pattern, and number 82 is running this one, and number 80 is running this pattern. And you can see all of your player numbers. I like that idea. The reverse button is awesome. So I see a clear, I see a cancel, I don't see a save.
Okay, so what happens if you selected on this and did nothing? It didn't come up with a pop-up, it didn't do anything. What would you think you would do?
The other thing I could see, I could see a drag and drop where you could drag and drop a player onto the formation.
Okay, and then
choose your starter.
Yeah.
Which is nice and easy to do. Mm-hmm. What it doesn't do is let you set an order.
Probably if it's selected for a long time, maybe we can have a tooltip type of a thing that you can drop this on this record.
So why would you want to set your order?
Just in case, for example, say I drop a wide receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I drop a wide receiver, I guess I would have to drop it on an actual circle to tell me, to tell it which one, because it wouldn't be sure which wide receiver position to use. The thing I think would be interesting about setting an order is, you know, more often than not, somebody's going to get hurt, right? And so you could easily say, I want number 80 to run the outside route, number 82 to run the middle route, but if, say, number 80 gets hurt, now I want you to run the outside route, and I want somebody else to run this middle route.
So what you do is you prioritize the routes for the target, for the QB targets, and then you say, I want my top receiver
right.
to only be running the primary route.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's how you guys look at it, I guess.
That's how I do it anyway.
Cool.
Alright, and then let's see. Yeah. And then, like I said, the only thing that concerns me is, like, I see a clear, I see a cancel, I see a back.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those
yep.
are good at telling me, alright, I saved your changes.
Yeah.
Like, I have stored okay. what you've told me, and now okay. I can leave.
Okay, got it. One that auto-saved.
Yeah. Well, as long as I know it autosaves.
Yeah, maybe it's cool. Like a browser, like a button saying autosaving.
Or even you know, even something like a UI on here that says, you know, position change, or player change, or something updated, or just anything to let the user know, hey, I took what you told me and listened to it. All right. And so then the second half of this is, I would imagine I can click on one of these guys.
Sure.
And it would display a defense in that formation.
Yes, it would. I didn't have transparency to do that.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, we can have that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that button would become highlighted, indicating you selected that one. If you go there, it's a radio now.
Sure.
Okay. For some of these, would you like to see the zone aspects of it, the halo?
The zone? That would be nice, but what I think you're going to have a difficulty with is something like this, at least for us. Like, if I say 4-3, right, and, you know, I have four down linemen and I have three linebackers, but those three linebackers are going to move depending on where the offense is. So, like, for example, with this play, if I had four guys here and three guys back here, it would make no sense to have them in here, because you got three receivers out wide, so you're going to have to move at least one of them out. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the 4-3 defense isn't always going to look the same. It depends on the offensive formation, which would just be a pain to model.
Yeah. Got it. And we don't care about that. that magic, that happens.
That just works.
Everything's perfect.
It just works. All right.
It makes a defensive coordinator job a lot easier.
Yeah, I like that plan.
Okay. Cool. I think that is all of our tasks that we have.
Yeah. Any other general feedback you have for the UI in terms of usability or any discoverability?
So, let's see.
I think that showing player you have to do with.
So I just think the biggest issue
not being able to navigate through your place.
Well, what you're going to run into is you're going to run into some pretty significant hurdles without the ability to enter text. It's going to make doing some fairly simple tasks much more of a pain than it needs to be. Let's see. Yeah, other than that, that is one thing that would be nice to see, is kind of some sort of next and previous arrow. So, like, if I am changing players on this counter curl, I can hit the next one and it'll show me whatever's next in that series of plays.
Okay.
Because, I could go back and I could pick another one in the list, but probably.
What happens if you did like a swipe, up or down?
Yep, that would work too, as long as that's a discoverability thing. That would be like, hey, did you know you could swipe this to go to the next play? But yeah, that'd actually be nice. You could definitely do something like that. Pretty straightforward. Do you have a UI that revolves around designing a new play?
Another coach asked that, and we said that would not be, that's V2. but yes, that's a very good point. How would you go about doing that?
I would go about doing it from a touchscreen format. Mm-hmm. I would have it actually look something like this.
Yep.
In fact, I think you could do this. So it says tools here.
Yep.
Instead of the roster,
yep,
you would have different player types, like tight end, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, halfback, whatever.
Okay.
And so then if I'd say something like I'd hit new, it'd pop up a UI, and I'd probably do this where I'd make the lineman just appear automatically,
yep,
right? And so you have the center and the lineman. And then I could say I want a tight end, and I want to, like, just put him there,
okay,
and I would, drop him. Yep.
Wherever I touched.
Okay.
And then kind of the same thing, you could pick him up and drag him and move him around.
How would you do the routes or the play and the QB motion and the running back motion
and all that? Yep. So that's the second half of this would be kind of a routes or motion section. You can say, I want, this is a route, and you can kind of drag it, and you know, you have to do some path correcting. And so you'd do something like, you know, if it's a straight route, you know, when you drag it in straight, I'll just make a straight line. But if I drag it and I kind of do one of these, it would kind of say, okay, you change more than 30 degrees, I'm going to put a corner in there. And things. It's not an easy task, but certainly doable.
Would you want to see just like Photoshop, more Photoshop tools of having like a straight line and then freehand?
So I think you'd really, when you're designing play cards like this, you'd really prefer to have, you know, some set things. So like, you know, if I make something that looks like an arrow, that it straightens it out for me, versus the freehand kind of drawing. Freehand drawing is really good for like, if I'm reviewing film and I want to draw attention to something, I'm just going to draw a circle around this real quick. Yeah. Things like that, freehand's really good for. But for play cards, it's nice to have the really sharp angles and the good designs.
Okay.
And so I guess, you know, some of these are nice curves. But
so some predefined setup.
Could be good. Yeah. The you know, the problem with predefined is as soon as you predefined, somebody wants to do something that's not on your predefined list. So a lot of it just has to do with like vector algorithms to say, all right.
Could you say I want to do a cross? Like, could you say like this is going to be a crossing route, a curl route, an out route, or something?
So you could definitely have some basics like that.
And you pick up the pivot points. Like you pick up the elbow of it. You can drag it up.
Yeah, the whole thing. That'd be good. You could probably do that.
And then you pick up the change angle.
Yep.
Okay. So at that point, you're dropping the object, the route type. Like the
right, and then you can adjust, okay, I want it to be deeper, I want it to be wider. Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Okay. And then what about for defense, like if you want to do defensive plays?
So defense is pretty much the same thing. So, you know, probably what I'd do for a defensive play is, you know, kind of say, all right, I want to start with a 4-3.
Yeah.
Right, and then it would say, here's your basic 4-3 look.
Yep.
And then you could drag players around. So almost always when we draw defenses, we always draw them against an offense because it's usually the only context where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. So I would probably, if I was going to draw a defensive play, I would probably pick an offensive play.
Okay.
And I say, I want to draw a defense for this. And, you know, I'd say, all right, I want to draw a 4-3 defense for this. And so it put the standard 4-3 defense up, and then you could say, all right, well, I know against this particular formation, I want this guy to move there, and this guy's going to come here, and I'm going to run a blitz, so I'm going to take this guy and I'm drag a blitz route.
Yeah.
Blitz route will be kind of the same deal.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I was looking at.
Cool.
Truth be told, I actually spent some time trying to design one of those myself and got bored.
Kind of making a computer program?
Yep. Yeah. So I have a touchscreen laptop at home. So I got to the point where I can actually put players on it, but I don't have any of the, I can draw routes, I can do any of that stuff. So.
All right. Well, when we get that going, let us know. Cool. Okay. That's awesome. Good feedback. Thank you so much for running through our UI. It's pretty immature and,
I mean, you're biting off a lot.
There's
a lot of different tasks that you're trying to manage here.
Yeah.
So this is a lot of work. What is the requirement for your class? Like, what do you have to get done?
So that's the good part about the class. It's more. I think it's the class is more about
design.
Yeah, it's more about the process of hey, you know, what we learned from how we did now to you and whatnot. And then kind of going through the motions and writing up about it. So we don't actually have to implement anything, which is sure. Nice. We don't have to. We can.
So one of the things you'll find is with kind of the areas you were looking at, like you said, construction, football coaches, kind of these people that are outdoors working on the run and just want to do something real quick.
Yep.
A lot of them aren't very tech savvy. Like that's changing, but a lot of them aren't very tech savvy.
Yeah.
So anything that's really, you know,
It's like, you can do it, but you have to press these four buttons in this pattern or something.
Yeah.
They get so frustrated.
Yeah.
It's like, I want buttons to do what I want.
So, yeah, and when you're on the field and if you're using it there, then it's even more frustrating. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I had thought about is if you're gonna use it on the field, all of the kind of the playbook and the roster and all that stuff kind of goes out the window because. Usually, if you're going to use it on the field, it's like, okay, I have this idea, and I want to get it out of my brain as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when, freeform drawing is super helpful. You just have, basically a whiteboard. And say, all right, I want this guy to do this and that and this. And so that way, you don't need to put it as this very structured thing. It's just, here's an idea that's in my brain where I get it out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably what I would do is, okay, I whiteboard something, and I love to hit save, and then you go back later and okay, now here's my whiteboard drawing. This was a cool play that we designed during the game, so let's go put it in our playbook now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and make it all fancy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're thinking about having like a game mode.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kind of limits your functionality or changes it a little bit.
Yeah, that's the super entertaining part about coaching, is you try to do all this stuff up front, and then there's always something you forgot. There's always something new you need to put in right during the game.
Yeah.
It all has to do with what's the available data at the time. Because, obviously we're working off film and, scouting reports, and so once you actually start seeing them in person, you're like, oh, they're doing that every time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I thought about it. Thanks for...
And how much analysis do you have to do for scouting reports, down in distances and tendencies and all that?
Yeah, I can show it if you want.
All the huddle stuff.
Yeah, because we take every offensive play for all the games of film that we have, and we put in, we put in all the their offensive formations, we put in the depth of distance and what the play results were, what gap they're going to, all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we actually build a report for the kids every week, and we say, all right, so, they ran 25 plays in this gap, three plays in that gap, and they ran 25 plays outside. So, expect them to run here and here.
Yeah.
When they pass the ball, it's usually deep into the right.
Or,
we get all that stuff.
Yeah. And if it's third and long,
yep,
95% of the pass.
Yep, exactly. And we get all that stuff.
So that helps you as a coach to say, okay, we're going to play.
Yeah, because we'll do stuff like, all right, so we'll know if they run line up in this three wide receiver set, they're almost always going to run screen passes or whatever. So we try to get all that information out of it. It's pretty tedious because a lot of my job is, all right, this is the formation, and you put all that information in, and then you can data mine it. So that's why it would be awesome to work in a college where you have, undergrads that can do that for you.
So what is the goal in the head of a coach? Is it more about, is it game driven that I want to win more games, or is it about the players themselves that I want to go there and get them
Admitted
to the
university? It's both. So it's a hard challenge, right? Because even at high school, if you don't win enough games, they're going to fire you. So on the one hand, you want to win games. But on the other hand, especially at high school, a lot of it is about the kids. Some of the most important stuff we do is we do study sessions and things. So we're because you have to have a certain grade point average to play.
Right.
But more importantly, if you have a certain grade, if you're eligible to play, that means you're passing your classes and you're gonna on track to graduate. So that stuff is super important. And just kind of teaching life lessons is important because a lot of these kids. Almost none of these kids are going to go play college ball.
You told them that up front.
We just
told me, you're not going to go play college ball.
I think it's 4% of high school football players go play college ball.
Wow.
And that's all levels. So, if there's a 4% go play college ball, maybe less than 1% go play at a big school. The rest of them are playing at Central Washington or Eastern Community College of Podunk Nowhere. So it's not a good career path unless you're just a ridiculous athlete.
Yeah.
Wow, it's that stuff you were at college level,
right? Yeah. So how much of the head coach responsibility is like planning and kind of collaborating with all the other coaches instead of actually sitting down?
A lot of it. Yeah. And, you know, just the head coach handles a lot of the stuff I was talking about, like, you know, designing means like almost lesson plans from like, let's talk about, you know, to the kid about this lesson this week. This is our message for the week that we're going to drive on. And he schedules all the stuff with the, you know, he does all the planning for study hall and he meets with all the parents and, you know, all that stuff is what he does. And so us position coaches, we spend a lot more time going, all right, well, what if they line up in this formation and let's run this play? And so he kind of oversees all that. And you know, he likes to throw out ideas, and kind of, he's obviously in charge, so if you know, we throw out an idea he doesn't like, he can veto it, but you know, for the most part, he lets us do that, where we can say, all right, we're going to run this defense, and it's going to look this way, and you know, we think it's going to stop X, Y, and Z. So that's kind of the split, and that seems to be a fairly standard split across all levels of coaching, because you know, the head coach is really has a lot on his plate as far as just team management and you know, everybody's got to be here then and they have to be doing this, and, you know, make sure you bring your shoes and all that crap. So that's the head coach has a lot of kind of management stuff on his head.
Yeah.
The position coach is the one that really gets to go down and dirty and say,
so how do you, 4 hours of film. Yeah, but how could you envision a better collaboration between the role of like, you know, like agendas and drills and all that.
So I think the major thing is, you know, much like here, if you're like, you know, if you have a lead and you have a team, it's kind of the same dynamic where the lead is really, it's like, you know, I want to meet these goals and I want to do it by making this work happen. And so that's the kind of collaboration you get. It's like, you know, in sports it's really easy. In football, it's like, the goal is, let's win this week. And, you know, the how is, we're going to run, you know, we're going to run at their weaker players.
Yeah.
And we're going to run these plays, and we're going to do this. And then, you know, or for specifically for us, it's like, all right, so they're really good at running deep passes. So we have to stop deep passes this week. Yeah. So how are you guys going to do that? And so that's kind of the thing I see is a nice, for me, I love lists. Lists are awesome. See, a nice list is like, you know, what's the goal? The goal is to win. How are we going to do that? We're going to stop deep passes. We're going to run the ball. We're going to, you know, throw out routes at them or something and have these like high level goals, and then kind of break that down more and say, we're going to run this defense and third downs because that's going to stop those deep passes. We're going to run this defense against this formation because we know that they like to throw the ball to that guy, and so we're going to double team that guy and things like that. And so I just like that like hierarchical structure of goal is to win, and this is how we're going to win.
Yes. Okay. So like, what about, so let's say you came up with those set of goals, or you came up with set defenses that you wanted to run. Mm-hmm. How do you inform the other coaches and players that this is the matter de facto standard?
So a lot of it, especially for the, so we have the scouting report every week, and in our scouting report, we actually do hand out paper scouting reports to our kids right now. Yeah. So we'll hand out a scouting report that says, you know, these are the goals of the week, this is what we're going to do. The thing is that they don't pay attention to that, so a lot of it is, like, let's go on the field and run it against you, and, you know, because they're high school kids, they don't listen.
Yeah.
So they're just like, all right, we're going to run the same play at you 15 times, you should probably figure this out.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it's just getting it into their head and saying, oh, I see that guy and that guy and that guy, and they line up this bit. Oh, I'm supposed to be here. I got it. And so, cool. Like, as much as we can tell the kids on paper, they really have to go do it to get any chance of it sticking in their brains.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Right. So that's interesting. At least, you know, from a coaching perspective, coaches are really good at, like,
yeah, he just lines up this way. We're going to stand over there. And then the kids are like, we don't care about your diagram, coach.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a PM spec.
Yeah, No dev recipes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just go, we go line them up on the field and say, all right, we're going to run this play 10 times, figure it out.
Yeah.
And they do. And, you know, we always correct them. And that's the thing that's tough is we haven't gotten to the point where we film practice yet. A lot of schools have gotten there, where they'll film practice and they'll actually come in the next day and they'll have a cut-up of practice from the day before and say, here's the thing we want to fix. So we haven't gotten that far yet. It's a lot more work for the coaches.
Yeah.
So that's tough when all of us have full-time jobs.
Coach Colin Sewell, Barton Football Academy, recorded on May 17th, 2012.
You know, if I'm on the sideline, how would I use this? That's basically what you're looking at.
Yeah, so everything from when I'm going to record it, sorry. Okay. So I'm going to record it so I can take notes.
Perfect.
And not write stuff down.
Yeah.
First, I'm not testing you on the UI that I have. It's wallpaper, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't figure something out, like, I mean, I'll figure that's
right.
A problem.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. So yeah, so the idea is like pre-game, pre-practice, collaboration, right, and then during game, during practice.
Okay.
So I'm kind of interested in all aspects, and that's kind of probably a bit off too much, right? But
there's a couple things, right?
Yep.
You tell me what you guys, I mean, what you want to know, like, okay, here's how I prep for a game, here is what the practice plan looks like, here is...
Yeah, so we can get into that definitely. Okay. I want you to so I'm gonna have you do some tasks.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
That it's not as complex as like creating a practice brand or doing game prep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take their feedback at the end of all that because I do need to know that too.
All right, gotcha.
But we're gonna do some tasks.
And gotcha. Find all right.
You start seeing the screens come here.
Is your partner a football guy?
No, he don't want anymore.
Really?
Yeah, my idea.
You're a football guy?
I'm a football guy. Okay. I haven't played since high school.
Okay.
And then I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere. So my coach said, yeah, I can go anywhere. I'm like, well, focus on school then.
This is actually pretty cool. So I'm looking at this right now. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. So we have some error messages, basically.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do that one first. So read it. Ask questions if you don't comprehend exactly what we're doing.
Okay.
So, I'm going to turn the thing open.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. You turn the thing on.
Cool.
Present with that.
Gotcha. And so after practice, I need to sign the personnel.
Personnel, yep, to a play.
Okay.
To a specific play.
Okay. So, and I am. Okay, so if I just look at this, I'm thinking, okay, it's either play cards or roster. So if I, let's see, I click on roster.
Okay.
I get roster, okay. Position. Okay, I'm gonna click back.
Yep.
And Ronnie Turiel, that's fine.
That was some fun. Okay, so you're back to the main?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go back there and go back to play cards.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Play cards, trips counter curl. So I clicked.
Peter made a mistake.
Trips counter curl.
Yeah,
okay, trips counter curl roster. Trips counter curl. Okay, what I don't know when trips counter curl is. Don't know who's who.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you do that, you get a little halo. It kind of shows the bubble, maybe.
It gives me a bubble.
Who's there, if anyone's assigned at all.
Right. So here's what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know, you know, X, Y, Z, Y, H, my position.
Okay.
Right, so if I were to do, if I wanted this, I wouldn't go into trips counter curl.
Okay.
Right? So if I would go, if I go all the way back up, right, you got play cards and you got roster.
Okay.
I need formations.
Okay.
Formations before play cards.
Okay.
If I would look at it, right? So I'd want to say, okay, here's my roster.
Yep.
I clicked on my roster and came here. I don't know what he's associated with, right, in terms of, okay, he's wide receiver, but there's also, you know, X, Y, Z. I need to know what receiver he's playing, right? Is he playing the Y slot? Is he playing this guy?
Okay, so you have primary routes, and you want your strongest receiver to be there.
Well, it depends, right?
Okay.
It depends on what the formation is, right? So that's why you go back to formation. And I'm going to go, okay, formation.
Okay.
What's my personnel in each formation?
Okay.
And so if I were looking here, I'd want to know formation, then plays, because I can run different plays in each formation.
Yeah.
And it depends on if I'm running, it could be a concept, or it could be a play, right? So concept could be trips. I might be running like a bubble screen based on a certain coverage.
Okay.
And, you know, it would be the same call in any formation. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so...
So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, so if I want to do this, this is a tough one, because I don't know how to assign here. Now, if I had formation, I go formation.
Okay.
Right, and it brings me trips.
The formation.
The formation
you
trips.
Trip to the single back, you would have
trips. Yeah, so I'd have all my formations.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And then in that formation, I could go, okay, assign.
So you want to have the route set. You want to have
exactly.
You want to have it in the motion.
Right, exactly. So formation trips. Okay.
Yep.
Now I want to put a new player, you know, in
that
depth
spot.
Chart.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've got a depth chart against each one of these positions.
Okay.
So this would be, let's say, in my offense, this would be Y. My tight end would be Y.
Okay.
This guy would be X. This guy would be Z.
Okay.
This guy would be R. This guy would be H.
Okay, perfect.
And they're all numbered. So then I'm going to come in and I'm going to say, okay, X, boom, Z, boom, Y. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So what about dragging?
Do
you think that would be intuitive or no?
Well, you know what? Yeah, because I could say, okay, well, I've got him here and say X, Y, Z, I want to go here, boom.
Okay.
I could drag Hines over here to play that play position.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring him over here to play that or play that.
Okay.
Where it becomes
tricky,
is because your depth chart, right? So I'm going to go and I'm going to put my depth chart against each one of these.
Yeah.
It's not going to be receiver, receiver, receiver. Because during a game, it's hard to know who was playing what position. So you're just going to have your depth chart by XYZ, HY, you know, XYZ, HR.
Okay. So then in that sense, if you go to a single back, and you lose a receiver,
right.
Well, you're going to lose the R receiver.
Exactly. R receiver's out of this format, of this personnel.
And then your fullback comes in.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And so you will have personnel and formation.
Okay.
Right? And what I may do is, okay, personnel grouping is big personnel grouping on trips. Well, in big personnel grouping, I know that the R is getting replaced by another tight end.
Okay.
So in that respect, this guy is the R, right? So the other tight end is the R in the big personnel. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because I may want to run out of this formation.
Yeah.
And instead of having a receiver here, I want the other tight end. Well, he knows he's in big, he's Y.
Yeah.
Or he's R in big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's some very good feedback. Okay, so we're back to home.
Mm-hmm.
Next task is that one.
Okay. Coil. Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, that's the name of it. Hold on, we have it.
So you've got like some pretend back-end database that all the film is living on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it magically appears.
Right.
Yeah. You know about Huddle, right?
Yeah.
You do?
I interviewed a coach for Interlake yesterday.
Oh, dude, they're all over that.
I know they are.
Huddle's a big
thing. Same with
he was a Microsoft guy.
Where are you at?
Instructor Barton Football Academy.
Okay.
So I do elite training for high school athletes, and I own the Washington All-Star 7-on-7 team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I coached
those guys. What's his name last year? That really good quarterback.
Yeah, Jeff Lindquist.
Yeah,
Jeff Lindquist.
Yeah.
He was on my team. My son was a top wide receiver in the West. Got every single one of my guys from 7-on-7 team signed D1.
Yeah.
So I just do elite guys.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of then skills coaching. A lot of the playbook.
Skill coaching and this, right? Yeah. So for my 7-on-7, this would be awesome for 7-on-7. Because I'm thinking about right now, like when we do, we do our 7-on-7 tournaments and stuff like that, right? I've got to go out there with a bunch of plays where I could be like, okay, boom.
Yeah.
Here's a play, which is different than in a game because you're on the sideline signaling and things like that, right?
Yeah.
So this would be very good for that 7-on-7 environment, which is all skill players.
Yeah. And you have a bigger play set, don't you, at that point too?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is when you're doing that, usually they're all star teams, so you're aren't practicing every single day.
Yeah.
You practice once a week for 4 weeks, and then you go to the national championship, and then you've got to be able to show them what they're doing.
Yeah. And have them quickly comprehended and then. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's more like, okay, guys, trips for a minute, here you go.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, okay, I know what I'm doing. All right, so you think
Have you heard of crossover? Sorry, going to the huddle. Mm-hmm. It's similar to. So, huddle, you have to enter your plays and the data, right? You have to cut it up.
Right. You got to make your cut up and then, enter all the metadata.
Yeah, so crossover with a K does it for you.
Really?
Yeah, so they like, I haven't used it, and I didn't know about it. But it costs more money. Yeah, but I won't go.
Wow. You know, ex-Microsoft guy started help.
Did he really? Oh, damn it, awesome. Give us your game fame film, they break it down for you.
Oh, so they're a service.
Yeah.
They go and they break
it. Yeah, so it costs more per,
And then do they put it in the huddle for you?
No, I think they keep it.
They keep it in their
own thing? I think it's in their own thing.
Gotcha.
I think Huddle's got a better market for, I don't know if it's open a PDF.
Well, I get this, right? Like, because breaking down film takes a long time.
Oh, it takes a long time. That's what I've heard from two prior coaches.
It takes so long. You've got to, these are all the guys in the play. So I've got to tag every single player, right? And then I've got to go back and, down, distance, formation, defense, right? That's a lot of metadata put in there, right?
Yeah.
So I totally get it, That's actually not bad. Yeah. So they have somebody right there breaking down your film.
Yeah. And it costs them, $2,000.
Super high labor model.
$2,000 a season, right? And then they do unlimited. So you can do one a week, right, for these two.
Right.
But it's a little bit.
Honestly, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, is it?
I mean, me hours and hours and hours of work, 12 to 24-hour turnaround time?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. That's
pretty bad, right? That's
48
hours.
Accessible.
If you're doing one a week, but you're getting it back 4 days later.
Exactly. For a Friday night game, I'd need to have my film turned around by Saturday because the staff would meet probably Sunday night to go over the game plan for the next day.
Yeah.
You've got to have that back
in
24 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's funny. I think if you could train a team of,
monkeys.
Yeah,
but that's probably they probably got some sports fanatic kids, high schoolers or college guys paying them minimum wage to go through and just bang out, putting this stuff in. It's smart.
Right. I don't know. So that's a little bit different. I don't know all about their interface. I think Huddle still got killed. But for a lot of these interfaces, the ones we're gonna do through here.
Yeah.
I use Huddle.
Okay. Cool. So. Third quarter, assign viewing materials to your QBs. It's up a colon to your QBs along with the transcribed message. You just want to identify offensive play, defensive formation, and play outcome. Okay, So this is my home screen again, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Do some plays real quick for some of Go videos.
Yep. Different terminology difference.
Videos. Have off. That's fine. It lost. Ooh. Yeah, I don't want to come there. My son would play football. Let's see. He's playing in the third quarter. Do I know which game it is?
The one from last week.
So the one from last week was.
So I didn't give you today's date.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, so it's Snohomish.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The game. And then I want third quarter. So I go. I don't have anything here to go by. To sort by quarter. So okay, so I don't know what I would do here. I probably would.
Yep.
I keep it not much. I guess.
Okay.
Back out.
Or you could use a scanner, a slider to find perhaps.
Oh.
I don't know. Because that would be a video playing, right?
Right. But it would be, this video would be playing by each one of these, right?
Yes. So it would have, I don't know, but it would have like a little, you know, yellow tick for every play and associated.
So I guess then I would start going by play number just to see where I'm at in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. Okay. And then you would want to transcribe a message to your quarterback if you made a mistake in that play or if something happened bad or good.
Okay.
Sorry, this one's a little more.
You want to repeat the story before you sign the material. So let me click on to your QB. Well, I assume it's a pass play, so let's go. This one was. Let's go trips right. So I'll click on this play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what happens?
And then it would start playing, right?
Okay. From, so it's playing.
From the huddle break up to.
Okay.
What would you think to it? Maybe you could speak to it like Siri. You could say, you know.
Touch it. Okay, so I'm touching here.
Okay. Nothing happened.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens, sorry.
Okay. Can I pause it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm pausing it.
Okay.
So
what happens if these over here are coaches' annotations already?
Oh, these are annotations already?
Yeah, the other messages that the other coaches have left.
Okay.
For the game.
So, can I touch here?
Yep.
Do I get a new
yeah, it would
box?
Beep. It would beep and say your message.
Okay. And then I would just say, check the safety on the boundary side. He's rolling to three.
Yeah. Thinking.
Okay.
It would transcribe it, and then it would ask you, would you like to send to
yes.
Which players? Or
send to quarterback.
Okay. And then I would say, Bob, quarterback Bob?
Yes, quarterback Bob.
Okay. Done.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And cool. Then I'm done?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So this task is done?
That one's done, yep.
All right.
Cool. So you think voice input would be relevant here? Or do you think it would be?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, if you're talking about coaches there, it's going to take a long time to type stuff.
And there's no keyboard.
Yeah, you're going to hunt pack.
Yeah. On my last one. Okay, well the last one I don't have it, sorry, but it's making new, you might want to make a new coaches meeting.
Okay.
So, back at home, you know, I got back there.
Okay.
We'll go back again.
Oh, I'm back at home.
Get back to home.
Okay. Okay, so I've got today, what's happening. Have a plus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coach's meeting. My office. Bill, Bob, Sam. Eight AM. 10 AM. Done.
Coach Charlie Borberg, assistant coach for his son's U9 flag football team, recorded on May 22nd, 2012.
A few tasks. The first one you need to run through is you need to schedule a new meeting for your coaches. So from the homepage, and this is a paper prototype. If you're confused on what's a button and what's not a button, the screen would be rigid, right, so you can hold it.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea with it would be, if you set it like this, it would be concave a little bit, so it just kind of sets there.
Yeah.
And then if you set it like this, it would also set, it would be a flat edge.
Okay.
Right, it would just kind of sit like that. Like that imaginary. Well, this might work. Okay. The home screen is here, so if you have any questions about what actions happen, touch it, and then I'm playing the computer.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna present you with a new screen or
okay.
I'll say air or
okay.
Nothing happens.
That well.
Yeah.
Alright.
So you need to schedule a new meeting for your coaches at 4 PM.
Today, tomorrow, just whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
All right. So that's my one for today. I'm interviewing, right?
Yeah. Nothing happened.
You said my coaches or my players?
Coaches.
This is play cards.
Mm-hmm.
Play cards. What does that mean?
Play cards, like.
Exactly. Oh, like literally. Here's play. I can see.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
So I would click.
I can. You should say playbook. Sorry.
Expand. Was
okay. That's a plus button. But yeah. That pops up that.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
All right. So then I would obviously name the location. Right. My coaches. Start time.
Okay. So how would you put your data there?
I would say click in there. I would mm-hmm. assume some keyboard pops up.
Nope. It starts listening.
Oh, so I would speak, coach's meeting, location, Jim's office,
yeah.
Jim and Dylan. Coach Dylan here.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Location, Dylan's office.
Okay. What about the date?
Today, 4 p.m. and today, 5 p.m. Done.
Okay, good. Move away. Okay. That was the first one. Good job. Here the second task is. You can read it.
Okay, after practice, you need to assign the starting lineup for your trips counter curl. Okay. You also wish to show this play against different defensive schemes.
Okay. Okay. You're back at the home screen.
All right, so I need to set my starting lineup for this trip center curl play. So it's like roster.
Yep. Peter's thinking.
Actually worked. And so obviously I'd either go on off voice like, well, let me first try this. I'll feel like, you know, I'm not paying attention to this. So I'm just going to pretend to guess. But this game is not going to happen, I'd say. Okay, so it's like Bob Berry in the fridge.
Nothing happened.
Okay. So then I would go back out one screen.
Yep. You go back home.
I go to play cards.
Yep. Okay, thinking. All right, playbook, nice. Where's my center curl? Flip. Trips.
Okay.
Was it counter curl?
Yep.
And select paint Eli and Arian or Adrian.
Okay. Nothing happened.
That's what. Nothing happened when I set the players.
Yeah. Well, no, sorry. If they're already in play, it would like bring up their halo up what position they're playing, but none of them selected or assigned.
Okay. I would select top half, clear them out. So my assumption is the bottom half does remain. Is that my starting point?
No.
Okay.
Good feedback.
Let me go to tools. Cancel. Can I go 4-3s? Are these second one?
Mm-hmm.
Select 4-3.
I'm going to show the defense. So, 3 down, 1 of that.
Oh, nice. Okay, so then that goes to that. I'm now addressing my second half. Yeah, question. Okay. And then let me select 3-4. Okay. I'm going to get the diamond for defense. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Now the base defense. So I can't select players here. So let me cancel out of this game.
Okay.
Go back.
Yep.
And then. So same thing, I'm going back.
Yeah. Just gonna have it assigned.
Let me go back here one more. Turn the taxi ticket.
No, I'm gonna do this. Postmortem.
At 4 on Friday?
Good.
Oh.
How was that from?
At 3:30? No. You need that one?
Hurry up.
Okay. Alright, so let me try it one more time. So like select players, yeah, nothing happens.
No,
so
yeah, nothing.
Little screen happens. Alright. Got my defense.
What about Drake?
Okay. Wasn't good. Okay, let me Drake. Payton, Eli, Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that works.
Okay. That should have been a 2.
What? Down to it.
I think no, I mean honestly I think for me, I think it's the medium as far as
the neighbors
and like that.
Yeah.
I think if it's computer, that's intuitive.
Yeah.
Because it's just the medium. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And we don't have colors, and we don't have any of the interfaces or anything.
Yep.